Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, what a Monday. Panthers are going to the Eastern Conference Finals one more time. It will get underway tomorrow, and we will air all the games right here on 560 WQAM. And it's a really fun era to be a Panthers fan. Really is. The one other thing that I would point out, Appel, is Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra have had down years. Bill Zito and Paul Maurice haven't. Now, that's because of the longevity of Riley and Spoelstra, but if you, like Clay kind of approached that, which is if you want to talk about, you know, who's better and who's tracking to be better, there has never been a down season for Paul Maurice or Bill Zito, correct?
Correct. And Zito's actually been here longer than Maurice has, and also built a team that won the President's Trophy in the NHL.
And said to himself, not enough.
Right.
And we're going to retool. So it's just one of the, and again, this is all, and it's silly, I say unfortunate in quotes, this is all one of those unfortunate results of being so successful, which Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra have been. One of the unfortunate results from that, I had a friend who used to run a hotel, and she told me the worst thing that happens is when you have a great year, because you can never achieve that the next year. If you have a great year where you blow away all the budgets, then all the numbers, the expectations for the following year become that much higher. And so you kind of flip-flop and you bounce back and forth. And with the Heat, they had such sustained success for so long, it's difficult for a fan base sometimes to tolerate the normal ebbs and flows of a sports franchise. No, there's no stock market graph that shoots to the moon constantly and doesn't have dips. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Are they in an ebb or a flow right now?
The Heat are in an... I don't know. We looked that up the other day. I don't know if ebb is positive or the flow is positive.
I think ebb is the negative.
Ebb is the negative? Jimmy, call someone.
Call dictionary.com.
Call dictionary.com. Just go on the chat, Jimmy. Ask him what's better, ebb or flow.
I'll say this, though, Hawk. The Panthers last season, and really the season before, but mostly last year, I'm experiencing this season from such a place of comfort. Like normally, a game seven on the road, whether it be at Toronto or wherever, I would be a mess the entire day, like I was for game seven of the Stanley Cup last year. But after experiencing that, blowing a 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup, having to play a game seven, and that tightly contested of a game seven against Connor McDavid, against Leon Draisaitl, last night kind of felt like child's play in that regard, honestly.
I think we take on the personality of our head coaches. And Paul Maurice, like, he's just not fazed by that stuff. Brad Marchand is certainly not fazed by that stuff.
I said to one of my friends, the pressure last night was all on Toronto. Like, they played and won the game, game six, where everybody expected them to roll over and lose. And that, what did that do? It forced a game seven, but it also brought all that pressure right back on them, coming back home to face a team that has eliminated them two previous seasons ago when they finally broke their first round curse. The pressure was all back on them because it's, all right, can Austin Matthews, can Mitch Marner, can these guys get it done in game seven, and can they get it done at home? The Panthers, they were down 2-0 in the series. They've experienced way tougher adversity in the postseason over the last few years than this series itself. There was not a lot of pressure on the Panthers last night. It was all on Toronto, and I think outside of that 10-minute burst at the end of the first period, that's what we saw out of the Maple Leafs last night. Like, the first, that was a classic case of the first goal of that game would likely decide it. And once Seth Jones scored,
floodgates, man.
That was it.
So I bet $100 on the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. I think right before the playoffs started, maybe it was plus 500. So I bet $100 to win 500 for the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. They're offering me right now on the Hard Rock app $172 to sell it.
So I'm in a similar spot because I checked today as well. I have 70 on the Panthers at plus 600, and they're offering me double my money.
Right.
But I feel like at that point, what's the point of me doing a future if I'm going to cash out now?
Well, here's the question, though. Do you have the intestinal fortitude to hedge it by betting Carolina to win the Eastern Conference Finals? Because that's the way you really hedge that bet. But do you want to put any money on Carolina to win the Eastern Conference Finals?
I did the exact opposite of that. I put money on the Panthers to win this series as well. I've been doing that each series so far.
You understand that's not hedging.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's just correct. Adding to your bet.
Totally. Yep.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure.
Not worth it. If I'm going to lose, I want to be miserable. I don't want the, oh, well, at least I broke
even. Well, that's the thing. That's what I was saying. Do you have the intestinal fortitude? No. Like, I would feel, I feel terrible not taking some free money by just, if I bet Carolina, I've got free money. Like, there's no, when you hedge bet, you're guaranteed to win.
I did it during the regular season where the Panthers had a tough spot and like a scheduled loss upcoming. And I bet against the Panthers. And it was the worst experience I've had watching a Panthers game. I didn't like it. Hated it.
I'm kind of with you. It just doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Not
for me. Doesn't feel good. I'll go hedge it by playing some roulette at the Hard Rock.
Mm.
Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto. I want to go to that Toto concert. That's Toto, Men at Work, and Christopher Cross. That is a great yacht rock lineup. Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. You know Plagans will be at that one. So it's very easy to enter. Go to WQAM.com, click on contests. You can enter right there. And for more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. But if you want to enter our contest, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. Let's get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Let's talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his tweet then. Florida cities, which had everybody in the state of Florida absolutely losing their minds, Orlando Magic fans and Heat fans alike. Giannis Antetokounmpo, still a member of, obviously, Milwaukee, but who knows?
Here's the one thing. Did you see? Because I looked at some of his responses to a bunch of, because he was kind of doing a Q&A. And did you see there was another question that said, what's your favorite place to play basketball? Like, what arena outside of Milwaukee? And I believe he said New York City, right? He said Madison Square Garden, something like that.
I don't know. The only tweet I focused on is the one that helps my narrative.
Well, no, I was wondering if everyone in South Florida who glommed onto that narrative was aware that there was another conflicting thought, or if everyone just saw Florida cities and ran with it.
No. Are you a Knicks fan?
No. I'm just trying to be honest with people.
Huh.
For basketball, he answered New York City.
Huh.
for hanging out, he answered Florida cities. I just want to make sure you're aware. If you're setting your expectations on Giannis,
yeah,
I think you're going to be disappointed. First of all, I don't think they have the assets to get him. And second of all, I don't think it's this slam dunk. How many times do we need to find out as Heat fans that every acquisition we think that's a slam dunk all of a sudden doesn't become a slam dunk? Like, how many times does Tobin have to pull out his pipe? Mm-hmm. And how many times do you have to start beating your chest mm-hmm. before you say to yourself, that was silly from the jump?
I already bought a Greece Antetokounmpo jersey. Halfway down the middle and the other half is a Heat Antetokounmpo jersey.
Mm.
Where'd you get that? Brother.
And by the way, this report that Giannis might be deterred to be playing with Pat Riley. I don't know if any of you saw that report.
I saw that.
Yeah, I think it was Scoop B. Jackson, I believe, who recorded that. Let me tell you something. The only scoop I listen to is a Slater scoop. All right.
Mm-hmm. Are you confusing Scoop Jackson with Chris B. Haynes?
No.
And throwing a B in the middle of Scoop Jackson's name?
It's possible. It's possible. I didn't write this down, and my memory does not serve me correctly quite often.
All right.
Those are indeed two separate people.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Just saying.
Nah, it's Scoop B. Robinson who's the one who had the report. I don't know, you know, how verifiable
Scooby.
That report is.
Scoop B. Robinson.
Chris B. Haynes, though. My guy.
We love Chris B. Haynes.
Yeah. We'll have
he had a funny tweet that I saw during the commercial break. Did you know that he breaks news for the Big Three League?
Yes. I did.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Did you see the tweet?
I did not, but I know that he's attached to it, the league.
So obviously he just gets info from...
Oh my God.
This is the... You're seeing it right now. Big Three news. Michael Beasley of the expansion Miami 305 team is upset the franchise drafted Lance Stephenson with the number one overall pick and is contemplating requesting a trade. Sources tell me.
Trade him. You don't want to be here, Bees? See ya.
I mean, but are we just... We're pretending here? Sources tell me? We're pretending that there's a source... Besides Michael Beasley,
I was going to say, I wonder who the source is.
Who on earth is Chris B. Haynes fooling us that there's sources? Like he's got sources inside the Big Three.
He does
league?
Clearly.
Yeah,
well connected.
We'll trade.
You turned your back on Bees, Super Cool Bees. That's your guy, Solana.
I love Super Cool, but you don't want to be here. You don't want to ride with Miami 305 team or 305 Miami team. Hey, I didn't know the Miami had a team in the Big Three. This is all news to me.
Well, there you go. There's some breaking.
New this year.
It is Mario Chalmers, Big Three legend. It's his birthday today. The GOAT, yeah. Mario Chalmers, greatest number six in Heat history.
Why don't you get the half-and-half jersey with Michael Beasley, Heat and Miami 305?
Hawk, when I do spend money on that, go ahead and have me checked into a mental institution. Hawk, if the Heat and Pat Riley can't land Giannis and can't land Kevin Durant, would you be opposed to signing Michael Beasley and Mario Chalmers for a season?
Not at all. You know the fun that I would have with
It'd be
that.
Very entertaining.
Didn't they bring Mario back and not play him?
They did.
And we, yeah.
Darkest era of Heat history, in my opinion.
That was the worst 10 days of our lives.
When it all went south for Eric Spoelstra.
I mean, if you're signing Chalmers, what, you can't give him a minute? What, I mean, what are we
doing? For the ovation.
Unbelievable.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So tomorrow, Panthers will be in Carolina, 8 p.m. That's game one of the conference finals. If you remember, Panthers swept Carolina 2 years ago en route to their first Stanley Cup title appearance. Was that the conference finals as well, Poe? Was that the second round?
That was the conference final. Kachuk had the winner with like 10 seconds left for the sweep.
Iconic. Yeah. And then game three was the one that it went to like 7 in the morning and Gretzky fell asleep on the TNT.
That was game one, I believe.
That was great.
That was four overtime.
That was game one. That was four overtime.
They're about to go to a fifth overtime.
Yeah.
And Kachuk scored with like 10 seconds left. And then scored an overtime again in the next game. I believe the anniversary of that game one was yesterday.
Mm. Game two, I have the entire schedule here. Game two is going to be on Thursday. So they'll play Tuesday, Thursday in Carolina. Saturday and Monday, which is Memorial Day. Monday, May 26th, that's game four. So Saturday, game three. Monday, a week from today, game four. At Amerant Bank Arena, and then Game Six, if necessary, would be Friday, May 30th.
Thanks, Dr. Chuck and Ryan from Funky Buddha for scheduling your kids' graduation parties on the first home game for the Panthers during the Eastern Conference Finals. Appreciate that.
Unbelievable.
And City of Boca, Weezer. You scheduled Weezer on the first night of the Eastern Conference Finals home game for the Panthers.
Terrible. Speaking of music, though, I mean, how about the Panthers keeping the Drake curse alive of all franchises? How about it? He bet $1 million on the Leafs last night.
I know. Do we believe that, though?
Yeah, honestly.
Did he tweet it out himself, or was that one of those weird things where it just goes viral?
I think that's he puts out those bets.
I know, but I'm saying, did he put this one out? I never saw it from him. That was the thing. Usually you see it from him.
Right, like on his Instagram. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
And then that clown Bieber.
I got to tell you, do you remember when Justin Bieber came to a Heat game and wore sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What a jackass. By the way, I got a lot of sympathy for this kid because I think with the whole Diddy stuff that's going on, I think this kid had a really rough go of it. I think he was just I feel bad for him. But I'm also going to criticize his choice of wearing sunglasses indoors to sporting events. He wore sunglasses inside. What was it? The FTX Arena at that time?
I think it was still AAA, American Airlines maybe? Arena. Yeah.
he wore sunglasses to a Heat game, and it really annoyed me. Dwayne Wade does that too. It's very annoying. Yeah. It just, you know, like you're not Jim McMahon who had an eye condition and had to wear sunglasses inside. And then Bieber last night, like, you're in a hockey game. Take the sunglasses off. Like, what? I don't understand. Why do you have to have sunglasses on? Why? So even if you're high, nobody cares anymore. It's not 1981. And everyone's, oh, look at his bloodshot eyes. Nobody cares.
And how about this? You claim to be a Leafs lifer, and Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner are your best friend. Your wife is there in Leafs gear. Hey, how about you throw on a Leafs sweater or a Leafs hat or something? Hey, what are we doing here? Ridiculous. And he picked the worst. He also picked the worst seats in the arena. Everybody knows that the first row behind the bench, you can't see anything.
So stupid.
Loser.
He missed the only Maple Leafs goal, by the way.
he wasn't even back in his seats.
He wasn't. He missed the only goal that the Toronto Maple Leafs scored, which for 41 seconds kind of felt like the tide had turned a little bit. Momentum had swung.
I got very nervous. I got unreasonably nervous over that one goal.
You know why I wasn't? Because they had gotten nothing, and the only reason they got that chance is because the Panthers did their patented terrible line change.
What the hell was that, game. By the way?
I don't know enough about hockey, but that seems like Paul Maurice would be screaming, hey, there's guys skating up that side. We have no one over there.
Yeah, it was not the best line change. But I'm thinking about it. Since the end of the first, there was nothing there besides that. And then what happened immediately after? Dagger to their soul.
What happened there, though? Like, how does that seems like something that would happen at the junior level. How do the defending champs give up a goal where nobody's on the ice? Like, I don't understand how that happens.
It was a mental lapse.
Blow up the team. I honestly.
It wasn't really a question of Pell. It was just a bit.
Listen.
That was a means to an end.
I'm overprotective of this team. I don't know if you've noticed that.
The goal Seth Jones scored, the second one that was overturned immediately by the referee, who was really a replacement referee. I didn't understand that either, because they ruled goaltender interference, but he was taken down by a defenseman. And that's what caused him to run into the goal.
I didn't think he interfered until after the goal was scored. I thought that whole thing was weird. I think if it was a closer game, they would have challenged that.
Is this a bit too, or you want an answer on this one also?
Well, it depends. Let's see where your answer goes.
I thought it should have been a goal also.
Yeah.
But I think the replay room, the league initiated a review on that, and they did look at it. I think Maurice might have challenged it if it wasn't 3. Because, like, if you challenge it and they say there's not enough to overturn, then you give Toronto a power play, and now you're giving that. What if they score there? It was fine the way it played out. But when we talk about TNT missing the fifth goal, thank goodness that Seth Jones' second one was waved off and didn't end up mattering at all. Could you imagine if the Leafs had come back and we're starting to think about, well, it should have been 4-0 instead of 3-0.
A little breaking news. I have a little breaking news here. Matt Mervis not in the lineup tonight.
Sorry, Hawk.
And I'm guessing the Cubs are throwing a righty still, and he's still not in the lineup, because I see Liam Hicks is the DH. He's a lefty.
Right.
I mean, Liam
Stowers is playing. He's a lefty.
Yeah, I believe 50-50 chance, Hawk.
Look on the bright side. You'll save some money tonight.
You're not kidding, man.
You know what's frustrating, though? When he doesn't start, Hawk, very rarely do they pinch hit Matt Mervis. Like, does he come on as
they
a
never,
pinch hitter?
They never pinch hit him. You know why? Because every closer is a lefty. So he like you save your pinch hitters till the end of the game, and they're never facing righty at the end of the game.
How about this Kyle Stowers, though?
Woo. He is. He's going to be an all-star, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's near the top of the league in OPS right now.
Was he
unbelievable.
10 ding-dongs?
10 ding-dongs. And they traded him in and got Connor Norby back as well for Trevor Rogers. Got like a 5 ERA in AAA for Baltimore right now.
Yeah. Friend of the show, T-Rodge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what his middle name is?
Nope.
Jadaniel.
Jadaniel?
Yes.
Hmm.
Huh. There you go.
The NBA has their Final Four set up. Oklahoma City versus Minnesota. Game one is mañana. And then the Knicks and Pacers will play on Wednesday. Knicks ended up closing out Boston. They routed them. And Oklahoma City, it was back and forth early on. And then OKC just ran away with it late in the second half. And they end up winning comfortably. So OKC, Minnesota tomorrow. Knicks, Pacers Wednesday.
Have you looked at the lines? Do you know what they are?
I have not looked at them.
All right. Want to guess? We'll start with tomorrow's game. OKC hosting Minnesota. Guess the line. Appel? Don't look. You're looking.
OKC, Minnesota. I'm going to say, okay, this is like the money line for the series. I'm going to say...
No. For the game tomorrow.
Game one.
Yeah.
Let's go OKC minus 4.5.
Solana?
I'm going to ride... If they were 7.5, 8.5, 11-point favorites at times at home versus Denver, I'm going to say that's where the line is. OKC minus 9.
7.5. Okay. Mm. OKC minus 7.5. Okay. And then... Wednesday night, the Knicks hosting the Indiana Pacers. Did you see that guy outside Madison Square Garden wearing the Halliburton jersey getting trash thrown at him?
Yeah.
He's paying for him to go to the game.
Yeah, I saw it on Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
So they had the guy on. He's a firefighter who was wearing the Halliburton jersey, and they had him on with Tyrese Halliburton. And he said, yeah, you're all the locker room's talking about right now.
Worth it. Honestly, if you told me that I could go to Toronto in my Panthers jersey and they would start throwing trash at me, and then the next day Matthew Tkachuk is on McAfee and is, hey, Josh, the whole locker room's talking about you. You're going to come to Carolina. Worth it. Throw worth trash it. At me.
You took a puck to the neck?
I did. It's not about me, though.
Knicks hosting the Pacers. Game one.
Knicks. Go ahead, Appel.
I'm going to go Knicks minus 6.5 here.
Knicks minus 5?
Knicks minus 4.
Damn, I should have just get. I was going to go 4.5 again, and I should have stuck with that.
Have you looked at the series line for Panthers Hurricanes?
I have, yeah. I bet it.
What was it?
I got it at minus 130, and I was thinking about waiting just in case they lose game one to hop on it after they go down 1-0, but then if they somehow win game one, the price decides, you know what,
right,
I'll lock it in here.
Hurricanes tomorrow night are minus 130 favorites for the game tomorrow. Panthers plus 110.
Not going to get the Panthers at plus money a lot. It might just be worth the value just to throw on them tomorrow night.
Right.
Carolina's legit good though, right, Appel?
They're good, but they're very boring. Very low event. I don't think the Panthers mind playing like that. It'll be a really tough series. Be really close, really tight series.
This would be a really tough road to the Stanley Cup Finals, right? Tampa, yeah. Toronto, and Carolina. That's kind of a murderer's row, no?
Yeah, I mean, it has not been easy any of the three runs through the postseason the last 3 years. And two of them, now they're doing it as a team that starts on the road. Obviously, they did it against Boston, Toronto, Carolina the first year. Last year they had to go through New York, Boston, and Tampa. And this year it'll be Carolina, Toronto, and Tampa again. And then you end up facing either the Edmonton Oilers again or former Panthers coach Pete DeBoer and the Dallas Stars, who are also excellent this season.
A good friend.
And by the way, there's a 20-minute video on YouTube of Paul Maurice and Pete DeBoer having a conversation over a cup of coffee, a little cup of Joe, when they were over in, Finland earlier this year. Phenomenal stuff. Really cool.
A little diner coffee.
A little doffy.
Hey, are the Maple Leafs going to blow it up? Everything I've been reading from...
Yeah, they have to.
From Maple Leafs fans, analysts, and my hockey group chat where I steal all my NHL takes. They're talking about Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, Nylander... Like they just got to blow it up because it just didn't work.
So Marner's out of there. No question. Matthews is going to stay. Nylander, they already extended. I wouldn't be surprised if Tavares is gone. Morgan Riley. Like, there is going to be a lot of changes to that team. If they're anywhere, if they run it back with, it's almost like the Heat, right? If they run it back with this group, people in Toronto are going to be so beyond angry. It just, it's unfortunate because Mitch Marner is a guy who grew up in Toronto, and it was a really cool guy playing for his home team. Really good in the regular season, but obviously, like, it's just that situation's played itself out in the postseason, and it's time for him to sign somewhere else.
Maybe they should consider moving the franchise. Florida could use a third organization.
We'll approach that in the 4 o'clock hour. Anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. We did a whole segment on that. We could probably get that to go viral in Toronto Hawks.
I mean,
Jacksonville.
Honestly,
Jacksonville. You
want to talk about getting checked into a mental institution? The three of us would be having that conversation in room 3A by ourselves.
Jacksonville could be or Orlando.
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman Dover Law Firm. It is hot. That is your weather.
All right, Chris Whittingham is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Chris Whittingham is a soccer broadcaster for CBS and MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Inter Miami are back in action in Philadelphia on Saturday night. They visit the Philadelphia Union. That match will be live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Witty will be on the coverage as the Italian Serie A title will be decided on Friday. Napoli host Cagliari.
Yeah, you got there. Wow. You got there. I spelt it phonetically for you. It's a GL. It's a GL, and people don't know what that means. So but you got
funny.
There.
You didn't tell me that you had spelled it phonetically. So when I saw it, I said to myself, this doesn't seem like the name of a team. So I started to research it, and I'm like, I was gonna send it back to you with the corrected word. But then I realized you were being kind by kind of making it phonetic in the spelling. But yes, I did have to go and research just to make sure that you hadn't done a typo. So it's because,
when I write promos for you, I got to write it for the ear. It's not
appreciate it.
Written to be read. It's written to be read out loud. Those are two very different
Napoli
things.
Napoli and Cagliari, and then Inter visits Como.
Yeah, that's the Lake Como where George Clooney lives.
That is supposed to be the most beautiful place on the planet, Lake Como.
Yeah. It is only too bad that we haven't had a CBS broadcast out there. Hopefully next year. No. Thank God they've stayed in the division, and I'm hopeful that we'll be there next year.
Witty will be on the call on Friday, Paramount Plus. Because we're starting late here, Inter-Miami, they lose to Orlando this weekend, and this is the first time that I've seen a lot of uproar on social media of like, whoa, what is going on here? The performance, I guess, was that poor. So what is going on with Inter-Miami?
I think the biggest thing is that they are going through these periods in games where they are not scoring goals when they send numbers forward, and they have sent the numbers forward and they are not quick enough to get back. I think that is the fundamental big problem that they have. I actually think that they took a step towards solving it by playing Jordi Alba in a forward position and playing with one more defender further back, because Jordi Alba basically as a left-sided defender gets forward over and over and over again and they're left exposed. And yet somehow, even by making that switch, they were still exposed over and over and over again. Three might have been kind to them for as many chances as they gave up in the game. And they just cannot solve a defensive problem. It's something like 20 goals in the last six games that they've given up, which is an astronomical number for a team that is meant to control games with the ball, that is meant to kind of be feared. I think the biggest thing, if we're kind of looking at it from an overall perspective, is that opponents, Orlando among them, don't really fear Miami anymore. And that was such a key part of particularly that beginning period when he signed, was that everyone was terrified to play Inter Miami. And I have to be honest, in watching teams approach them, I don't think they are anymore.
Witty, this was the biggest margin of defeat, I saw this stat, for Leo Messi in a home match in his entire career, over 300 matches. Pretty wild to think about. And you see him get run off the pitch last night, 3-0 on Saturday night. No, it was yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, he gives this bizarre interview criticizing the officials. And look, the official from last night has a bit of a look at me, Louie, at times. But I don't know, man. It feels like Leo Messi does a lot of complaining about officiating. And and after a 3-0 loss at home, how about you can it?
Is there a question in there?
Yeah.
Because ended with, how about you can it?
How about you can it? ... I think this is a frustration that has bubbled over several games. Remember, they played last Wednesday in San Jose, and after the game, he was having a go at the referee as well, and it was actually the San Jose coach, Bruce Arena, who had to step between the referee and Messi to be like, hey, man, you don't want a red card for this, I promise. But multiple Inter-Miami players took yellows for dissent last night, and I think he is frustrated with the officiating, but that also seems not like misplaced frustration, but misdirected frustration. I think he is frustrated. He is, for as calm as he presents, he must be absolutely fuming. Because as you said, this is as bad as it has ever been for him in his career. He is used to winning and dominating, not just winning. So to be losing this often and to be giving up that many goals over and over and over again, and honestly not really scoring that many either. They scored against San Jose, but otherwise have largely been frustrated. He has to be pretty pissed off behind the scenes. And I would think that there is this feeling that they need to make big changes. If not now, they'll have a little bit of a transfer window before they play the Club World Cup. They're apparently looking to bring two players in before that. But I just think they have to figure out solutions internally on how to reinstill that fear factor, make teams afraid to play them again, because they just aren't.
And it feels like they've got Philadelphia this weekend. They're top of the table in the East. Like, that's like the last opponent, I feel like, that if you're Inter Miami on the road that you want to go and play, no?
For sure, and not just the fact that they are top of the Eastern Conference, which was a surprise. They got rid of their coach, Jim Curtin, who had been there for 10 years, but they implemented this style of play that's all about intense running, intense pressing. They lead the league in sprints. They lead the league in high-intensity runs, and they make it impossible for you to play. And they have this thing where they come out at home in the first 15 minutes of games and go absolutely flying at you. And so just from a physical standpoint, having played three games in a week, having to figure out the travel and everything that comes with it, I think this is a really difficult game and could honestly I don't know. I think there's been a level of frustration amongst the fan base with the coaching change, moving to Javier Mascherano. And I think there's already starting to be some pressure that, I mean, apparently it's been guaranteed that he's going to get through, at the very least, a Club World Cup. But I think there's some fans that might think that more bad results, and it could be the pressure on the coach next.
That's what I was going to ask you, Woody. You said big changes. I'm frustrated with Mascherano specifically on the back line. You're talking about how many goals they've conceded. Per The Athletic, they have the highest rate of big chances in the MLS, 32.8. The next highest team is 20. Like, that's insane. Yeah. Defensively, it's a carousel every game. There's no continuity in the back line. Look, like, I love Javier Mascherano, legend, but at a certain point, I understand he's Messi's boy and Alba and Busquets' boy, but, I mean, if you're grading the first couple months of his tenure, it's not good right now.
No. No, it's not. And I think even last year, there was frustration with Tata Martino, and they set the MLS points record last year. They were winning games. They were winning games when Messi was gone with injury. And so in some ways, there is not an unreasonable, but an maybe unfair standard set on the coach of Inter Miami by virtue of the fact that you're coaching this group of players, this group of talents that should be much better than every other team that they play against. You look at the pedigree of the Orlando City players, and they don't come anywhere near the pedigree of the players that Inter Miami has. And yet, at the same time, this league is just an equalizer. It's so difficult to figure out the travel, the conditions. Last night, obviously, the heat in Miami and that humidity kind of affects everyone's ability to run. And so these spaces just grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And I really do think that that level of frustration, Miami have an incredibly high standard. I'm going to check right now where they are in the Eastern Conference, but they're in sixth. They're behind Orlando, who is now above them, which that is a big rivalry game that, you know, both sides really care about kind of the banter advantage over the other. But you're behind sides like Nashville, the two Ohio teams in Philly who are top, who have not spent as much money as you, who don't have Lionel Messi on their team. And I think a lot of people are going to be looking around and going, where are the solutions here?
And playing like this, they're going to get cooked against Porto. They're going to get cooked against Palmeiras. Like, Club World Cup is important, but playing like this, I mean, they're going to get laughed off the field, Woody. No joke. They can't score.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would not be a kind of the ideal scenario. Like, Inter Miami are meant to be the face of MLS towards the world. That's kind of why they pick them sort of out of whole cloth to be the host nation in the Club World Cup, because they think that Miami will represent the best that they have to offer. They have Messi. Look at us and look at what we've done in our league. And as you say, I think even the first game of the group, which I believe is a Hard Rock Stadium against Al Ahly, the side from Africa, I've seen Al Ahly beat MLS sides in the Club World Cup before. So I think that could be a difficult game too. You do not want to see a Miami side go into the competition where you're meant to show your best face to the world and leave with 0 points from three games.
Look, I think it'll be a blessing when this team finally moves into their new stadium, because it's clear that they cannot overcome the distractions of Extreme Action Indoor Park. I don't think enough people are talking about that.
That's fair. Fair?
No, not fair.
Just checking. Chris Whittingham. Chris Whittingham. Just wanted to get your final comment on that.
Honestly, I wanted to hear what more you had to say about Extreme Action Indoor Park. Or the general surrounds of Chase Stadium on Commercial Boulevard.
Listen, I used to make fun of that area until I had the brownies at the actual Chase Stadium. And that area, for me, is probably the number one eating destination in Florida.
Culinary capital of South Florida.
Yeah, no, that is Northwest truly, Club. And maybe even the entire country, just based on those brownies.
Hey, Woody, do you think the Maple Leafs should move to Orlando?
Right. Chris Whittingham, ladies and gentlemen, Inter Miami.
You broke news to me that their hockey team is called the Solar Bears. What kind of name is that for a sporting franchise?
Saturday night, they visit the Philadelphia Union. That match will be live on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Thank you, as always, Witty. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sirs.
There you go, Chris Whittingham, Italian Serie A, coming up on Friday. All right, we got to take a break. We will take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hock and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.